ABC Radio Australia.
We start this morning in Vanuatu, where the country's Citizenship Commission is insisting that proper checks were carried out before controversial influencer and self-described misogynist Andrew Tate was given a passport. Mr. Tate is facing a range of charges, including rape and human trafficking in the UK and Romania. The Organised Crime and Corruption Reporting Project has revealed he was given a Vanuatu passport in 2022 while under a high-profile investigation in Romania. In a statement, Vanuatu Citizenship Office and Commission says Mr. Tate's application cleared police background checks at the time, and if he's found guilty of a crime, his citizenship will be revoked. But the Pacific editor of the OCCRP, Dan McGarry, told the ABC the investigation found that online checks were not carried out by the citizenship agent who submitted Andrew Tate's application.
Well, it seems that the agent who provided the support just wasn't aware of who this guy was. I spoke with her for a fair amount of time, and she said, well, I knew he was a boxer, but, you know, I knew he was a bit of a celebrity, but I didn't really know anything about him. And I asked, you know, did you Google him? And she said, look, I just don't use social media. She's somebody who, you know, is very much a creature of the previous century. And as a result, nobody seems to have flagged the fact that this was a very controversial person whose application was being processed. Now, the Citizenship Commission, I spoke with them about it, and the commissioner told me that once a submission has been made, once an application has been submitted, the only thing that's really going to disqualify the person is if they show up on an Interpol red notice, for example, or if they have a criminal conviction somewhere in the world. And at the time that Tate was applying for his citizenship, he didn't have a conviction. He had been raided at his home. He was under suspicion and under investigation by Romanian authorities. And as it turned out, 15 days after he got citizenship, he was arrested by the Romanians. And by the time his passport was issued in January 2023, he was actually in jail, in detention, in Romania, due to the charges that had been laid against him.
Yes. Do people in Vanuatu necessarily buy that argument from the government, which now says it does not want to encourage people of questionable background to be granted citizenship?
Well, Girish, there's a lot of money to be made in this program. You know, each agent makes about $50,000 US on each application, each successful application. And so, you know, there is a tendency, an apparent tendency to, you know, do volume, basically just do, you know, a lot and not really ask a lot of questions about it. The result has been a fair amount of reporting. The Guardian issued a piece a while back. More recently, Intelligence Online, who we partnered with on this investigation, they published a three-part expose showing some very, very suspicious individuals, including spies, you know, espionage figures, and people who are very closely related, for example, to the president of Belarus, you know, who were known as people who had provided financing to you know, very dubious characters in Belarus and in Russia.
Yes. Can you tell us more about this Vanuatu government program that allows foreigners to effectively buy Vanuatu citizenship?
Tate got his citizenship through the Development Support Program. That was initiated in 2016. And so it's been running almost 10 years now. It began as a sort of an interesting sideline, you know, a useful source of revenue for the government of Vanuatu. But in after about 5 years, in 2018, 2019, 2020, the revenues from passport sales, that is, you know, citizenship by investment, reached the point where they were the single largest source of revenue for the government. And as you can imagine, you know, the government gets a taste for this kind of thing. You know, suddenly they have the money to do the things that they want to do. And it's very, very hard to turn off that tap, politically speaking.
Yes. So are there moves now by the Vanuatu government to revoke Tait's citizenship?
We haven't heard anything specific about Tait's citizenship. They have said that if, you know, there are problems, if there was a failure to disclose key information in the application, then it's possible that this may happen. It has happened in the past with Lalit Modi, who is a figure in Indian cricket. He was accused of making millions and millions of dollars off kickbacks. He did, in fact, have his citizenship revoked because he was trying to use it to avoid extradition to India from the UK. It is possible that the same conditions might happen if Tait tries to fight his extradition from Romania to the UK. He is currently facing an extradition order. Romanian authorities have said that they will honor it as soon as he goes through the court process there. So I think in a circumstance like that, it, there is some likelihood of it. However, we don't have any firm commitment at this stage that they're going to revoke the citizenship for Andrew Tait.